You're listening to the Sean Light Podcast, a show dedicated to helping fitness business owners escape the chaos of entrepreneurship, simplify the process, and finally, grow their business revenue to six figures and beyond. This show is about giving the frustrated entrepreneur straightforward solutions and giving you a real-time window into how Sean is building his company, 4A Health, into a seven-figure business. And now, your host, Sean Light.
Okay, everybody. Well, welcome in. Welcome into another lesson here. And today's lesson is going to be about uncertainty. And what I've been doing lately is I have been taking on my Instagram, I've been every, you know, once or twice a week, I'll throw up a Q&A and we'll talk about like what I'm going to blog about and try to answer some people's questions as we go. So if you have questions, check it out on social, on Instagram and just stay alert for those questions. Or you could even just throw me a DM, whatever. I'm really trying to be able to answer your questions through not only this, the podcast, YouTube, and most importantly, the blogging, because I think that's where I'm able to teach at the highest level. Today's lesson is about uncertainty. The question came to me, and it was, the question was, why is uncertainty our greatest advantage? And it was an interesting way of proposing this question, because, you know, I don't know that I've ever said that. I don't know that that's necessarily my belief, but I sat with it for a second and I really thought about it, because I do know that uncertainty is in fact a major advantage. This is what I'll say. As I progress further into the world of entrepreneurship and get to the opportunity to work with so many of you awesome entrepreneurs, we always see these daunting statistics of, you know, 90% of small businesses will fail at the end of 3 years. And that's scary and it's tough. And you know, from the outside looking in, like back when I was a strength and conditioning coach in sports, I would look in at that. I'd be like, wow, that's scary. I remember even the scene from The Office when Oscar Martinez is talking to Michael, I believe, about the Michael Scott Paper Company. And he's like, most businesses don't even turn a profit until year three. Do you have enough in savings to be able to last you 3 years? It's scary and it's tough. But the more that I'm in it, the more that I realize why the numbers are what they are and why so many people struggle and ultimately fail in the game of entrepreneurship. And I think that the numbers are largely misleading. I would say that most people are not nearly consistent enough. They're not nearly as good enough. They don't have the skill set as an entrepreneur. Not that they don't have like the talent, but they haven't developed themselves. They haven't evolved enough as a person and as an entrepreneur, as a leader, as a CEO, to be consistent enough, to be gritty enough, to be predictable enough, to be productive enough day in and day out forever, because that's the requirement of entrepreneurship. They just haven't developed that. They haven't learned enough about risk taking. They haven't learned enough about accounting. They haven't learned enough about sales and marketing and delivery and over delivery and conversion vehicles and lifetime values of a customer and all those metrics and data and email marketing, right? There's so many different angles to it. So with the sheer quantity of it, you know, it's not, the numbers become a little bit more skewed. Most people who jump into the entrepreneurial pool have no business being there to begin with. So, for those of us here who, you know, we believe that we do belong and we are willing and we are putting in the work to get there, the numbers are a lot more in our favor than they actually seem to be. And this really leads me into the world of uncertainty. The reason that I actually do, and I won't sit up here and tell you that I think it is your number one advantage in the game, but I do think that it is a massive advantage. And here's why. Because it wipes out your competition. It wipes everybody out. Human beings, what I have learned with that beyond a shadow of a doubt is that human beings are not wired for entrepreneurship. They are wired for survival. And most of survival operates inside of the established society that the world has created for us, right? The 9-to-5 job, the paycheck that comes every 2 weeks, the security, the predictability. I don't have to worry anything. I don't have to make any tough decisions. And entrepreneurship is laughing in the face of that society. It's laughing in the face of that model. And it's risky. It's challenging. We don't know when the next paycheck is coming. And we're really taking a chance. We're believing and having faith in ourselves. And it is not how I believe that our brain has been wired. With that being said, you have to be strong enough to be able to look that other person and look that other society in their just square in their eye and be able to shrug it off and say, I'm going to forge my own path. I'm going to be a trailblazer in my own right. And when you do that, when an entrepreneur is faced with that decision to either be to either go with the normal and go with the, you know, what is what's been done already, the predictable, the certain, right? As opposed to the risk, the darkness, the scariness, the struggle, the depths, right? The challenges of entrepreneurship. What we understand is that most humans are designed to go left. They're designed to go down this path of certainty. And most of the people who ultimately jump into the pool are so compelled to certainty, are so opposed to the uncertainty and the struggle and the challenges. Remember that human beings, every decision that we make really comes down to the carrot and the stick, as Tony Robbins puts it. We're compelled to seek pleasure and we're driven to avoid pain, right? And in just constant barrage and avalanche of decisions that are required as a business person, each one of those decisions comes down, has a carrot and a stick. And the carrot almost always leads to the side of certainty, and the stick almost always leads to the side of uncertainty, risk, challenging, and growth. And that's the other side of it. So when we talk about uncertainty, the advantage is that almost every single person in the whole world, every single person who jumps into this game, is going to be so compelled to certainty that they're not even going to come close. They're never making decisions based on growth and uncertainty and risk and challenges and like serving and contributing to the world. It just doesn't happen. So the numbers absolutely are skewed. One of the analogies I heard it from, I believe it was from Grant Cardone. And Grant says that entrepreneurship, competition, this game in general is really like flying a plane, right? When you take off, you have some options here, right? So you take off and you could fly really low to the ground because something might go wrong, right? An engine might blow, or you might run into a flock of birds. So you fly really close to the ground. Just in case something happens, you can easily get to an airport, get to a runway, open field, roadway, and just land that sucker right on the ground, right? So you can stay really close to the ground. The next level is that you could start doing some work. You could start grinding and hustling. I think that this is the grind and hustle crowd, the Gary V entrepreneurs. Not that Gary V is certainly an entrepreneur, but I think a lot of the people that follow him end up being these entrepreneurs, and they end up going up, flying their plane up into the clouds. And the clouds are a dangerous place to be, because when you're up there, you can be perceived as somebody who is grinding and hustling and putting in the work. And you may not be making the right decisions at all, but you're doing things. You're on social media, you're posting, you're reading books, you're executing, but maybe you're not making real impactful decisions and you're still avoiding the risk. You can be up there. There can be some turbulence. There can be some challenges. And at this point, like everybody on the outside might be looking at you and say like, wow, he's grinding and hustling. But deep down inside, you know, you're not flying high enough. Right. And then there's a third option. You fly all the way up above the ground, through the clouds, and all the way up to the top. Now, for those of you who have flown in your life, you can remember what it's like when you get up above the clouds, and it's very peaceful. It's very serene. It's very calm. And you look out in the vast, I don't even know how to explain it, but it's just a vast sea of clouds that you're just over top of. I always love flying in a storm because you know you're going to get up above the clouds and have that. It's such a cool, it's legitimately like you're in heaven, right? And you fly, and you could be flying from New York to Los Angeles. And you know, if you look outside your window the entire time, you might see another plane, right? And if you see them, they're going to be way out in the distance. You're barely going to be able to pick them out. It's even going to be hard to. And that's what competition is like. Above the clouds, like the uncertainty is when you're inside of the clouds and you have two decisions to make, right? You can either go back down towards the ground when it gets turbulent inside of the clouds. You can start going down towards the ground, back towards certainty, or you can fly above the clouds with essentially no competition, right? You get up there and you don't see anybody else around. You might see another plane out there. go another couple hours, you might see another plane or something. You're even flying into the airport, into an airport, and you're still not seeing a lot of other planes, right? And the analogy is that that is competition. When you decide to go up into the uncertainty, when you fly higher, right, and you don't go back down the predictable path, the certain path, the path that everybody's ever gone. When you fly above that, there's so few people that make the decision to go higher and press on, that there's no competition, right? If you're acting in that way, if you're acting from a place of growth and acting from a place of pushing on and aggression and really trying to serve your customers and serve them at the highest level, of course that there's going to be risk and uncertainty in the process. But when you get up there, there's not going to be any competition. When you start traveling that road, competition is wiped out. It's when you stay down close to the ground that you have to worry about competition, and you're trying to undercut your competition's price or trying to make sales or you're talking poorly about your competition. When you're up at the top, I don't care. In my game as a business consultant, I would be more than happy to take on another business consultant as a client, because I know that there's so much abundance and I know that there's so much opportunity for everyone in this world that it doesn't matter. I could help this guy get 1,000 clients and there'd still be millions for myself, right? And that's the difference between flying above the clouds and below the clouds. So when you're flying in there, right, and you're faced with those decisions, the reason that uncertainty is such a big advantage for you, the entrepreneur, is because most of us will go down. Most of the people will take the easy route. They'll go down, they'll go close to the ground. Maybe they'll even just land their plane altogether. But it's the people that go above the clouds that really matter. And I want to give you one final piece of advice when it comes to making the decision to go low or to go high. Okay. And my advice to you is that you're going to be wrong. And you're going to be wrong a lot. For the entire lifespan of your business, there's hundreds, thousands, millions of decisions that are going to have to be made every single day. And there's no way that you're going to have a 100% success rate on any of them. My advice to you is to accept the fact that you're going to make decisions that are going to be wrong. Do your homework, make them intelligent decisions. Do your due diligence to make sure that you're not just being whimsical about how you're making the decisions, and then execute, decide, and go, and live with the consequences. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Great. If it's the best decision ever, then it's the best decision ever. Move on to the next one. All right. But always choose to fly above. That's the game that we're playing. And guys, that's why uncertainty is so advantageous in our world, because it eliminates. Your competition. And that's what's so beautiful about it. So is it the biggest advantage that we have in our world? Is it the biggest advantage that we have as an entrepreneurship? I don't know if it's the biggest, but it's certainly a really helpful one if you leverage it and use it for yourself. I hope you enjoyed that. Let me know if you have any questions and we'll talk to you soon.
Did you know you can work one-on-one with Sean for free for 30 days to help you build your fitness business? If you want to learn more about how to take advantage of our 30-day runway coaching program, head over to 4acoaching.com and schedule your free momentum call. That's the number 4acoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this episode, and we'll see you back here tomorrow for the next episode of the Sean Light Podcast.